Praise the Lord. God's been good to us so far, hadn't he? What Paul say, having obtained help from God, I continue to this hour. Amen. Without him, we couldn't make it, could we? Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. I want you to notice what Peter's saying here. Be diligent. Be diligent. Amen. The word diligent means a careful and a constant effort with much attention to the smallest of details. Can't be too careful, can we? I feel like it's imperative that we be diligent. Amen. In fact, Peter said, in 1 Peter said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Amen. And yet we see a lack of diligence, amen, among the church today. Amen. When it comes to our lives for God, it seems like about anything is thought to be all right. You know, that's very strange. Amen. People are not very diligent about their salvation, but they're very careful about other parts of their life. That's right. You know, I've had them tell me they didn't think it took that much. You know, you ought to be more broad-minded. Amen. They tell me I'm too narrow-minded. Amen. And I said, well, it just depends on what you're looking at. I said, if you got your bank account, amen, and they shorted you $100, what would you do? I'd be down there straightening it out. Amen. Well, I said, why? It's just $100. And yet you're looking at me and tell me I ought to be broad-minded about my salvation? Come on, church. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, if there's anything I'm going to be narrow-minded about, it's going to be my salvation. If there's anything I want to be diligent about, it's got to be this salvation. Amen. You know, the song said, what if you fail to go through? Amen. Amen. You ain't going to get another chance. Huh? Come on, I mean, if you lost $100, well, you could probably make it up after a while. Amen. But if you fail this, amen, for lack of diligence, amen, sweet Lamb of God, you're lost forever. My God in heaven, amen. If there's anything we ought to be more careful about than this, I don't know what it is. I feel like we ought to really bear down on our salvation. Amen. And yet folks seem to feel that half-hearted effort is going to get them by. Amen. But I don't think a half-hearted effort is going to get us through. The Bible said that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Amen. So if we're to be stirred, it must be soon. If we're ever going to finally buckle down and get on the job and do it like it's going to be done, we need to do it. Amen. In Romans, Paul asked a hypothetical. Well, these white words are hard to get around for an Indian. Hypothetical question. Amen. He asked, what if God? And then he went on to say, willing to show his mercy, done such and such. Well, the Lord dealt with me to preach to you tonight. Amen. What if God said to you, you only have so many days to fix things, and then it's all over with? What if he did? What if he did? Amen. Somebody said, now, Brother Buzzard, God ain't going to do that. He's already done it. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So what if God said to you, this church tonight, Amen, you got 40 days is all you got left. It's all you got left. How would it change our lives? Come on, church. I want you to think about this tonight. I don't believe God had me preach on this for nothing, amen. I mean, could we just go on just as we are right now, doing it like we are right now tonight? Think about it. Huh? Come on now. Without any qualms of facing God at the end of 40 days, just keep it up. Just do it like you've been doing it. Sing like you've been singing. Get in the service like you have been. Hello? Pray like you've been praying. Testify like you've been testifying. Living like you had just been living all the time. Amen. Come on now. Come on, church. Or would we want to change some things? I mean, you just got 40 days. You know, Jesus told us in the book of John, your time is always ready. So in theory, we should be able to spend those 40 days, Brother Aaron, shouting for victory because 40 days we're going home. Come on, church. In theory. But sit and look at it now. Are you going to be happy to face God just like you are right now? I didn't figure you'd shut me down tonight. That's all right. If not, why not? You know, the Bible tells us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Would we want to change our record on going to the house of God? Do you think that midweek services has suddenly take on an importance that it never had before with just 40 days left? Think about it, church. I mean, I really don't think, amen, that things that are so important nowadays, amen, to us, amen, would be the same if we just had 40 days left. I feel like a headache would never stop us those last 40 days. And I got a feeling that kin folks and friends wouldn't be able to keep us out of the house of God, not with just 40 days left. Huh? Come on, church. We just got 40 days, amen. And that's all we got, and that's going to be our record. Sweet Lamb of God, we're going to do something different. Woo! Oh, God help us, amen. You know, I have a feeling that the weather couldn't even stop us from getting to the house of God. Huh? Amen. With only 40 days left, amen. God in heaven help us, amen. I believe that they wouldn't have much in this world, would have much to say about our attendance on the house of God if we just had 40 days left, Brother Jim. That's all we had left, 40 days. I remember when I was in the service and I got to be a short timer. That means 30 days left. I had my last month in there. Amen. And I'd seen one of the boys mess up. And he had to go to the stockade for 15 days. And he didn't get out when he wanted to get out. He had to wait another 15 days. So I took a lesson from that. I was very careful those last 30 days. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. And I feel like we'd be different about the house of God. Amen. And in a lot of other ways, amen, if we knew we just had that amount of time left, that's all I got. 40 days. Then I wondered about folks' attitude about holding the standards. You know, I'm positive that the Bible still says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. But we're living in a time when people have a very lax attitude about wholeness in this world and in the worldly churches. But I'm seeing that same attitude come to the house of God in among those wholeness people. You know, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. I mean, with just 40 days left, you reckon folks would still want to look like the world? You really reckon they would? I have a feeling it'd be different. Huh? Come on, church. I don't really think we'd have much trouble getting split skirts off of women then.
Right, preach. Right, preach. Come on, right. Yeah.
Huh? Come on, church. I'm telling you, but now, when they can't see no end, they're going to argue with you about it. Amen. About cutting their hair and about split skirts and everything else under the sun, just about. Amen. It really doesn't matter what holding a standard you want to talk about, somebody's going to raise up against it.
Right.
But I got a feeling if they know they just had 40 days left, sweet Lamb of God, they'd be among the super-duper double-dip.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Woo! Yeah, I mean, praise God. Amen. Us men folks would be down at the barbershop every week, wouldn't we? Come on, church. I tell you, it'd be different if you knew you just had 40 days left. Oh, God, help us, amen. You know, we ought to live that way all the time. We ought to live that way all the time. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. This might not be a hypothetical question. I don't know. Amen. Reckon we'd have to argue with them about quit going to the places that the world goes to. I don't reckon you even have to preach about going to Six Flags over wherever. Huh? Or to King's Island here, isn't it? Amen. Amen. I remember once when I was preaching up in this part of the country, somebody went to the Crystal Palace, and I don't even know what that was. Amen. And somewhere in Cincinnati, that's all I know. Amen. And there's fussing about it. Right. And they say, well, just because they serve liquor there don't mean you can't eat there. But I wonder if he knows he just had 40 days left if he'd be going to Crystal Palace.
Woo!
God in heaven, help us tonight. Come on, church. We got to live in a way and a manner that we know that Jesus Christ could come at any minute. Amen. Amen. And here he is. He'd give us 40 days. Amen. I know we'd be changing. Amen. You know, I know holiness folks, when they get a vacation, they go to the beach. They go to the mountains. I don't think that's wrong to go to the beach or the mountains. Amen. But I sometimes wonder when there's camp meeting in town and they can't hardly darken the door at all. Huh? I mean, here we are having a revival and we got plenty of room tonight. I wonder if we just had 40 days left and we'd have plenty of room left.
Come on, preach.
If everybody in this town knows you just got 40 days, amen, and God's going to be here, sweet Lamb of God, we'd be packing them in with a shoehorn. Come on, church, I'm telling you, amen, that people's attitude about their lives toward God is not with diligence at all. Amen. As long as there's no pressure, amen, like I'm trying to put on you tonight, amen, trying to get you to think about with just having a 40 days left, you know things would change.
Yes, sir. Amen. Right.
Amen. 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 I mean, with 40 days left, I doubt they'd be wearing the fad and fashions of this generation.
Right.
Amen. The way they do now.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible said to shun the very appearance of evil. Amen. Amen. With just 40 days, surely folks' attitude, amen, about holiness standards would change drastically. Amen. I'd like to stir your minds tonight if I can. I'd like to get you to think about some things. Amen. I wonder, amen, with just 40 days left, if we'd be treating our wife different. Sweet Lamb of God. Our husband different. Just 40 days left.
Right. Come on, preach. Right. Oh God.
I got a feeling we'd be treating our neighbors a little different too. I got a feeling that some of them old grudges that you got in your heart for the last umpteen years would soon disappear. Come on, church. I mean, you just got 40 days left to get everything fixed like it's got to be. So what would you change in your life? Oh, God, help us. Amen. God, help us. Amen. Paul said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the Spirit.
Right, yes.
Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, some of these people that Mama always said they had a wasper's spirit. You dast not cross them, lest you get stung. Come on, church. I think we changed. I think we could control that.
Yes, right.
Did the Bible say, for from the beginning God hath chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth? Huh? I believe we see a change in these old gripey people and grouchy people. Huh? I believe they'd be greeting us with a smile. Brother, how are you? Sister, how are you? I'm telling you, church, the whole thing would change, amen, in our churches. If we knew we just had 40 days left, things would be different. And that ought not to be. Come on now, stick with me just a little while. That ought not to be. It ought not to take a thread of 40 days to get us to live a Christian life. Woo! My God in heaven, amen. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. We'll live for God anyway. Why don't just go ahead and do it right now. Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen. I think without an inward holiness, amen, our outward standards don't meet the snap of a finger to God. I really believe that. Amen. And things that we one time couldn't keep our mind off, I'm pretty sure we could keep them off up for that 40 days. Huh? Amen. God help us. Amen. Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes, amen, who seemed to dot every I, cross every T, amen. But Jesus spoke to them and said, "You blind guides, which straineth a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they're full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside of them may be clean also." "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are likened to whitest sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity." Amen. I've never seen a time like this, and I hope you don't fall out with me, but I've never seen a time like this when so many preachers have such a bad spirit.
That's right.
I mean, we've got to the place where they disfellowship if you don't agree with every little thing that they want you to agree on. And I'm not talking about big things, amen. Y'all are getting quiet on me. That's all right. But if you had 40 days left, I think you'd get along with each other. I really do. I really believe you could. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I thought about this way in the night last night. The Lord woke me up and began to deal with me about this. And I said, "Lord, kind of a hard message. I mean, in a way, but I felt like you said to me, son, if people's attitude don't change, they ain't going to have to worry about going to heaven." And I'm just giving you a hypothetical question. If we just had 40 days left, what would we do? You know we would change. And God said that ought not to be. They ought to be living just like, amen, that they didn't have any days left. I mean, with 40 days left, will we want to hold on to that old grudge, those ill feelings toward each other with 40 days left? Surely they would become more loving and forgiving. I feel like the envy and jealousy that eats at folks would surely be over and done with. Amen. Amen. Then I thought about the attitude I'm seeing toward the Word of God today. Really disturbs me. Amen. The Bible has told us that forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. And yet we know that folks are arguing as to whether or not the Bible applies to this generation. That's right, Brother Jeff. More and more we're seeing men and women, amen, that are deciding that the Bible is really not for this generation. I was listening to the radio today while the wife was doing some laundry. Amen. And to a colored preacher, y'all may have heard him, Tony Evans. And he was arguing today, amen, about our eternal security. You know, once saved, always saved. And I never heard such twisting and such turning of the Scripture. But you know, if I just had 40 days left, I believe I'd probably start reading the Bible like it's written, in black and white. I believe, Brother Aaron, if I just had 40 days left, I believe if I was preaching, I'd start preaching it just like the Bible said it and not like I thought it ought to say it.
Right.
Come on, church, amen. Yeah. Yeah. God help us, amen. What scares me is the Bible said if our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. That really bothers me, because there are people today that absolutely cannot see what the Bible says. They do not believe that it means what it says. I don't understand that. Come on, church. Amen. Oh, God help me. Amen. I believe with just 40 days left, I'm persuaded that the Bible would suddenly take on a new interest to them. I believe they start believing that it means what it says, and it says what it means, and that's the way we ought to believe anyhow. I was listening to the radio when they were interviewing Mr. Graham. I have no respect for that man at all. I don't care how you feel about him. I don't care. Amen. But they was talking to him, and they was asking him over his so many years of ministry. They said, has things changed since you started? He said, oh, yes. He said, when I started, I was a fundamentalist. And the interviewer asked him, said, what does fundamentalist mean? He said, a fundamentalist means that you believe the Bible means what it says and says what it means. I thought I was holiness, but now I know I'm fundamentalist.
Come on, right.
Amen. And then they said, well, what's different today? And he said he called it some word. I don't know what it was. I wouldn't know what it was if I did, could remember it. Anyhow, they said, what does that mean? It said, that means that we of the ministry have learned that in order to win the hearts of the people, we must preach to them what they want to hear. You wonder why he has so many converts? Because they don't have to do any changing when they convert. Come on, church. But I have a feeling if the Lord has speak to Mr. Graham, you just got 40 days left to get things straightened out. I wonder if his message wouldn't change. Come on, church. Amen. I know I'm not preaching you very high tonight, but this is something that I feel like God wanted me to present to you. If you just had 40 days left, what would you do? I'm not just preaching at you tonight. I'm talking to Leon Buzzard, too. I feel like I'd want to tighten down a little. And yet... And yet I have a reputation of being too tight. Huh? Too hard. Too narrow-minded. Amen. But oh, God help us, amen. When I see men and women, amen, that used to preach the way that I preach today, have quit, amen, I wonder what in the world changed them. It wasn't God, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, amen. Come on, church. He doesn't expect any more out of us today than He did Paul or anybody else. Or any less. Come on, church. With just 40 days left, things would be changed. I'm sure they would be. Amen. Well, I'd like to go ahead and change anyway if I just thought that. Amen. I don't know how long we got. I have no idea. Amen. I got a feeling that folks would quit fooling around with these amplified and revised editions and versions of the Bible. I don't know how you feel about that. I know how I feel. I ain't got time for comic books. Huh? Amen. Amen. You know, God's going to judge us by this word right here. Not some revised edition that somebody else revised and put out, some carnally minded minister. Amen. Amen. And with just 40 days left, we want to fool around with anything, something that's going to pass away. But He said, my word will never pass away. Amen. God help us. Amen. Then, what about us? Where are we? Amen. Where are we spiritually? The Bible says the harvest is past and the summer's ended, and we are not saved. We're not saved. I was preaching for Brother Benny several years ago, year-end meeting, and the Lord kept dealing with me about this scripture, and I couldn't seem to get what He wanted me out of this thing until I looked in an old unabridged dictionary, and the word saved means it isn't just a reference to salvation. It also means to be accounted for. I never did know that till then. Accounted for. So when he said the harvest is past and the summer's ended, and we're not accounted for. Amen. Means that folks, amen, that have been converted are still not accounted for. Amen. And you don't know which way they're going to go. Come on. We got them in the house of God. I don't know what. I've seen them. I didn't know which way they was going to go. You didn't know what they was. Amen. We used to have a preacher in the country there in Oklahoma. And he had a reputation. He said it just depends on who he's running with is what he is. If he got around in oneness, he's oneness. If he got around Trinity, he's Trinity. If he got around wholeness, he's wholeness. If he's over the Baptist, well, he's Baptist. Amen.
Well, come on.
I got a feeling with 4 days left, we're gonna make sure. We're going to make sure that everybody knows where we're at and who we're for. Amen. The Bible said multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Amen. And that's where many are today, tonight. Still in the valley. They ain't made up their mind yet whether they're kind of like King Agrippa. They're almost persuaded to be Christians. If 40 days left, they'd be more than just persuaded to be Christians. Amen. I noticed that it says here the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. You know, we can still make our own decisions tonight. When God's day comes in the valley of decision, He'll be doing the deciding. Amen. Amen. You know, if God came and said, ready or not, here I come, there wouldn't be time to do anything, would there? Huh? I mean, we could be like Saul, you know. Amen. When he raised up Samuel's spirit. And Samuel told him, tomorrow thou shalt thou and thy sons be with me. He just had 24 hours left. The Bible doesn't say what he done. I don't know what he did. He'd probably riding the altar, amen. Trying to find God, but he couldn't find Him. I read to you where the Bible said your time is always ready. Amen. Amen. God help us. I want to be like Paul. Amen. Paul said, for I'm now ready to be offered up. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Amen. I know this has been short tonight and different. Amen. But I felt the Lord in the night speak to me, deal with me about preaching to you. What if? How would you change? How would you change? something to think about. I hope you will think about it. Amen. What if God said, 40 days and I'm coming back. What would you do? What would you do?